On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
The former partner of a mum of five from Kent who's been missing for more than 2 months has been rearrested on suspicion of murder. Sarah Wellgreen was last seen in Bayes' Shore in New Ash Green on the 9th of October. Detectives say they're doing another search of a property there after receiving information. 38-year-old Ben Lacomba is in custody. A Maidstone family say they've been waiting at Gatwick Airport for hours to find out if they'll be able to go on their trip to Lapland to see Santa. A drone near the airfield is to blame for the huge disruption, which started last night when it was first spotted. Kelly Falcone's plane was supposed to take off at 6 this morning. She's hoping it won't ruin their holiday.
The kids, to be fair, have been absolutely amazing. Bearing in mind they've been up since 3:30 this morning. They're just sort of playing and we're obviously buying them lots of treats, just keeping them going. And I think everyone's just trying to put a brave face on it. But, you know, as time goes on, everyone's getting fed up.
Tens of thousands of people's Christmas plans have been affected and the drone has been seen again in the area this lunchtime. Police reckon it's a deliberate act to disrupt the airport and have deployed around 20 patrols and a helicopter to trace the device and its owner. Dr. Alan McKenna is a drone expert at the University of Kent.
We haven't lost any lives, which is absolutely critical. This could be a massive wake-up call for all of us, you know, so we can address the weaknesses that we have so that we don't lose lives.
People due to fly from Gatwick today are being advised not to travel to the airport.
KMFM News.
A 19-year-old man's been charged with 7 offences after a stolen car crashed into a lamppost, wall and another vehicle during a police chase in Faversham. The vehicle was taken from a car park in West Street on Tuesday morning and failed to stop for officers on Canterbury Road that night, as well as being accused of stealing the car, not having a licence or insurance and dangerous driving. The teenager is also charged with shoplifting and assault, which relates to previous incidents. It's estimated nearly 600 homeless people died in England and Wales last year. That's up by nearly a quarter on 2013. On the final day of a consultation on plans to build a new tunnel linking Kent and Essex, KMFM's been told other roads in the county will suffer because no money's been put aside to improve them. There are concerns areas like Maidstone won't be able to cope with the extra traffic once the link between the east of Gravesend and Tilbury is up and running. Ian Chittenden is a Lib Dem councillor in Kent.
Bluebell Hill and Detling Hill are major accident black spots. There's deaths caused there and a whole series of serious injuries as well. So it's absolutely essential that when the new tunnel is opened, that the A229 work is completed at the same time.
Meantime, there are calls from the South East Local Enterprise Partnership for the M2 to be widened and other key routes through Kent to be improved. You've got until the end of today to have your say on plans for the Lower Thames Crossing.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
£80,000 is going to be spent on repairing and replacing CCTV cameras in Medway after it was revealed more than half of those in public areas are not working properly. Almost 60% of cameras in the towns are more than 10 years old. The cash still needs to be signed off by council bosses next month before work can start. Plans have been revealed to turn a former railway works in Ashford into a TV and film studio. Developers also want to build a hotel, retail and leisure complex and homes on the derelict site on Newtown Road. You can see pictures of what it might look like at kentonline.co.uk.
Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and there's some disappointing news for Gillingham fans today. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Ishmael.
Well, it's been confirmed Gillingham's Max Aymer will miss their games over Christmas. The defender dislocated his collarbone during their recent win at Scunthorpe and is said to be out of the side until they travel to Burton Albion on January the 12th. The Gill start a busy festive season with a trip to Charlton on Saturday. Staying with football, and Tottenham boss Mauricio Pochettino says they're lucky Dele Alli didn't suffer a big problem after being hit on the head by a plastic bottle last night. Arsenal are studying CCTV footage to identify who's responsible for throwing it during last night's League Cup quarter-final. Spurs won the game 2-0. And Ole Gunnar Solskjaer will take charge of his first training session since being named Manchester United's new interim manager later. The Norwegian will work alongside Mike Phelan, who returns as first-team coach, having previously been part of Sir Alex Ferguson's coaching team.
That's the latest. Next update. Sit to